The illness leaves you, but having suffered through the illness never does. You survive the attack, but there is a cost to survival. This is the case for all traumatic experiences and will apply to everyone coming out of this pandemic, whether we became sick or not. We have to face a question that I have battled with for 11 years. What if we never get better? What if illness, pain, isolation, loss, etc. are not the worst case scenarios? What if these circumstances aren't pitied, ignored, or wished away, but instead are seen as a place for the study and cultivation of new skills, an opportunity to relate to others in a new way? Featuring the work of Anique Jordan, Ari Galoub, Clifford Prince King, Damala Ray Choudhury, Francis Buscovi, Jacqueline Romijn, Jenica Henselman, Shayla Miller, and Shauna Marola, If We Never Get Better examines these questions by bringing together lens-based artists who focus on health, care, collective grief, disability, illness, and healing as components of their practices. Examining health and disability as intersectional experiences and the ways in which ableism and access to healthcare are directly intertwined with systems such as racism, sexism, and homophobia, these artists help to expand preconceived notions of these topics, highlighting principles of disability justice, a framework coined by a collective of Black, Brown, queer, and trans activists, including Patty Byrne, Mia Mingus, and Stacey Park Milburn. The works come together to facilitate a more nuanced understanding of how we are all impacted by these systems at different levels, and how art can be used to challenge that reality. When thinking about the title of the exhibition, I often ask myself, if we never get better, then what will we need? I hope the work in this show begins to answer that question and initiate creative ways to address it. Words by Sydney Ellison, the curator of this exhibition.